Today's recording is dedicated by David Mandelbaum with much love and appreciation for his wife Zehavit, for all that she does for Klal Yisrael, and especially for the family for hosting both sides of the family for Sukkos. May she and the whole family have a wonderful Yontav and a sweet year. The Holy Slonim Rebbe, the Beis Avram, a couple of years after the war, was walking through the streets of Jerusalem and all of a sudden saw what seemed to be a very simple Jew, a regular person walking down the street that nobody paid much attention to. But the Slonim Rebbe saw that on this Jew's face shined a very specially radiant and luminous light. The Slonim Rebbe said he had never seen such deep, special light shining from the face of a person, and it seemed to be a simple Jew. So the Slonim Rebbe went over to him and asked him, "Tell me, did you ever in your life do some kind of really special mitzvah?" And the simple Jew looked at the Slonim Rebbe and didn't know what he wanted. But Slonim Rebbe said, "I see on your face a very special light. You must have done something in your life that was extremely special that caused your face to shine like this." So the Jew started thinking. And all of a sudden he said, "You know what, maybe one time during one of Russia's wars," I'm from Russia, "and I was drafted to the Russian army. And I had no choice. I spent a couple of years in the army. And one year came the first night of Sukkos. And we were stationed, me and the other soldiers were stationed in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of some cold Russian town. But I knew that it was the first night of Sukkos. And I wanted very much to be able to do the mitzvah of the first night of Sukkos, of eating in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah from the Torah, an obligation the first night to make sure to eat at least a kazayis of bread in the sukkah, and I wanted to do it. But I knew that if I would leave the camp where the soldiers were staying, the station, and I'd be caught, I'd be put to death on the spot. But I didn't care. I wanted to be able to sit in the sukkah. So I took during the dinner, I took a piece of bread. And later on at night, when everyone else in the camp was sleeping, I took a ladder and I climbed up to look around if there's anywhere in the couple of kilometers that there's a sukkah. And I spotted a Jewish neighborhood with a sukkah. So I climbed over the fence and I ran away from the army base, knowing that my life was in danger, but I didn't care. Somehow I managed to get to the Jewish town and everyone was sleeping. It was 3 o'clock in the morning and I ran into a sukkah. Took out the piece of bread from my pocket, made a bracha, moitzi, and the bracha of leishav besukkah, the two blessings you need to make on the first night of Sukkos. I ate the piece of bread and I ran back to the army camp that nobody should be able to see. And Baruch Hashem, I was able to do the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah with mesiras nefesh by putting my life on the line. Rebbe, maybe that's what you're seeing. But the Slonim Rebbe said, "That's a huge mitzvah you did. That was unbelievable. You did a tremendous mitzvah, a mysterious nefesh, by putting your life on the line. That's a tremendous thing. But it still wouldn't be enough of a reason for you to have this reward that your face should shine like that. Please try to remember something else special you did, maybe even that same night." So the Jew thought for a moment and said, "Oh, when I finally got back to the army base, and I realized that I had this chus, the tremendous merit that I was able to do a mitzvah deraisa, that I was able under such circumstances to do a mitzvah, I started singing and dancing with such joy like never before." And the Slonim Rebbe stopped him and said, "Oh, das meint man. That's what I meant. That's what it was. This was the simcha shel mitzvah, the joy over doing a mitzvah, that tremendous dance that you did over the fact that you were able to do the mitzvah. That's what caused your face to shine, as great as the mitzvah was. But the fact that you had such joy over it, that you danced, that you were so happy more than ever, that brought this shining light to your face." You see, in Sukkos, the whole year, but especially Sukkos, there are so many mitzvahs, so many things we do for Hashem. But what brings the most light to us, to our lives, to our faces, to our being, is the joy that we have, realizing the tremendous opportunity we have to serve Hashem. The holy sukkah, entering that divine space, that little space of the sukkah has in it infinity. When you go into the sukkah, you're entering a space in which the whole Milky Way can't fit into. When you pick up the Dalet Minim, the four species, the Lulav, the Esrog, that are the four letters of Hashem's holy name, that the Medrash says it's as if you're picking up God himself. These little myrtle branches and the citron fruit contain all of Hashem, the joy, the dancing that we should be doing, that we could be doing things for Hashem, doing mitzvahs for Hashem, hosting people for yontiv meals. That joy, the holy book says, is even greater than the mitzvah itself. May we all partake of this beautiful, infinite, transcendent light through the joy that comes from connecting to Hashem, from doing mitzvahs. And in that merit, see the infinite light of Hashem with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, when we will all together, all of Klal Yisrael, sit in one big sukkah made from the skin of the Leviathan with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, a good yontiv, a good yontiv.